Wearing a mid-length bright red gown, Rosalie Addis lifted her bell-shaped skirt a little higher to reveal a blue petticoat adorned with tassels. She smiled coyly into the weathered face of the rangy, middle-aged cowboy. His darkened eyes raked over her body, and she saw pure, unadulterated desire in them. Now she had him right where she wanted him. She had been tracking this man all over the Colorado Territory. Finally, she'd received a tip that he frequented a brothel known as the Lonely Woman in the small, one-horse town of Silverwater, Colorado. His name was Seth Boswell, and he used to be part of the gang of criminals that murdered her father. Nothing had been left to chance since she started staking out the brothel. Rosalie quickly discovered that Seth was feared by the girls because of his rough treatment of them. When she approached Mrs. Townsend, the madam of the brothel, and explained that she was a bounty hunter sent to apprehend Seth Boswell, the lady practically wept with joy. Together, they hatched a plan to have Seth arrested without alerting the other customers. Standing in the overly furnished, excessively decorated drawing room of the brothel, Rosalie was standing in a line of women, waiting to be inspected by Mr. Boswell. Her borrowed ruffled gown may have had a risque neckline, but she refused to paint her face as Mrs. Townsend had recommended. To ensure her protection, there was a dagger in her left kid boot and a derringer tucked in the right one. Moving to stand next to Mr. Boswell, Mrs. Townsend asked in a cheery voice, "Have you selected a young lady for the evening?" Seth's eyes lowered until they were fixed on the provocative neckline of Rosalie's gown. His tongue darted back and forth over his chapped lips.
"I want the new girl,"
Mrs. Townsend made a clucking noise. "Excellent choice," she stated. "We have changed our policy, and we now require payment up front. You understand, Mr. Boswell, don't you?" Shoving his hand into the pocket of his blue-worn vest, he pulled out a few bills and extended them toward the madam.
"I want her for the whole evening."
"Of course," Mrs. Townsend replied, depositing the money into the pocket of her dress. "Need I remind you that you are not allowed to beat my girls?"
"She is mine to do with as I please,"
Seth grumbled, his hand moving to rest on his gun belt. Mrs. Townsend cast him a look of frustration. "You beat the last girl so badly that she couldn't work for the rest of the week." Ignoring the madam, Seth approached Rosalie and asked,
"Want to show me to your room, little lady?"
"I would be honored,"